News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events from the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's program, we explore the rich cultural heritage of the Konyak tribe of Nagaland and learn about the Saroi Khongba ritual of the Meitei community of Manipur. We also bring you a report on the Statehood Day celebrations of Arunachal Pradesh and the Regional Rajbhasha Conference held in Agartala. But first, let's head to Nagaland where the Experience the Naga Kitchen initiative at Chedima village in Kohima is drawing visitors into an immersive cultural journey that blends tourism with organic farming, heritage preservation and community empowerment. So here is more from our Kohima correspondent Asuno.
Founded by Dr. Kenny William Madon, a trained anesthesiologist, musician and entrepreneur, the initiative offers tourists an authentic field kitchen experience rooted in traditional Naga life.
I am Dr. Kenny William Madon, the founder of the Experience the Naga Kitchen at Chedima. So, Experience the Naga Kitchen, we have already started 2 years back. And then last year, we were recognized as the best innovative sustainable tourist project. And then the last 3-4 months we have hosted more than 100 guests now at our Experience the Naga Kitchen. And today we are here because our guests, when they come for Experience Naga Kitchen, they ask for other activities. So I decided why not include this agrotourism. So our plan is to make this farming and then bring our tourists and show them our rural tourism side and then show them our organic way of farming. This is the main aim we have started about this farming now.
Under the concept, visitors will be taken directly to village fields where they will witness organic cultivation, harvest vegetables by hand, and then join locals in preparing and sharing traditional Naga meals. Beyond cuisine, tourists interact with villagers, dress in traditional attire, participate in folk dances and performances, and even get the opportunity to wear indigenous Naga attires, gaining a deeper understanding of local customs and traditions. Since its launch, the community-driven initiative has successfully organized around 7 events, hosting visitors from diverse backgrounds and regions. Experience in Naga Kitchen has emerged as a livelihood-generating platform for unemployed youth, widows and women in Chedima village. By engaging them in cooking, hosting, cultural performances and farming activities, the initiative has created supplementary income opportunities while instilling pride in cultural identity.
Mothers are here, we're proudly wearing the traditional dresses. This our Angami Meklas, and then they're singing folk song. These are very rare these days to see, even in the village. So this is one good initiative in preserving our culture also. And also a village like Chedima, which is very near to the town, but agriculture as well as this farming are not encouraged. I mean, people have not really, done in a commercial level. So maybe with this initiative and with the encouragement that we are giving to these mothers, I feel like in the days to come, we will be sowing the seeds in a more bigger scale, and that not only for private consumption, but also it can be sold to the market. This is what I believe. Experience Naga Kitchen is really helping our unemployed youths and the widows and the mothers to earn some few hundred rupees per day. And then for the last 3-4 months, we have seen an increase in the tourists visiting our Experience Naga Kitchen. And in the days to come, we hope and pray that more and more tourists come. And so when they come to experience this Naga Kitchen, we want to include this agrotourism as well and bring our guests to our paddy field, to our garden, and show them how organic farming is done. And from the feel to the kitchen. We want to show them step by step as well.
Looking ahead, the long-term vision of experienced Naga kitchen is to replicate the model across Nagaland, linking tourism with organic farming, empowering rural communities, and ensuring that the rich cultural heritage of the Nagas continues to thrive through meaningful visitors' engagement. For Northeast Diary, Asunyu from Kohima.
Both Arunachal Pradesh, known as the land of the rising sun, and Mizoram, celebrated for its vibrant culture and rich wildlife, attained statehood on 20th February 1987, marking important milestones after years of regional struggle. On that day, the erstwhile NEFA was declared the 24th state of the Republic of India, making 20 February a significant date in Arunachal Pradesh's history.
Arun Kiran Shish Bhushan Kantayim Kidhara
Prahat Suraj Chundit Desh Arunachal Hamara Arunachal Hamara
Arun Kiran Shish Bhushan Kantayim Kidhara प्रभात सूरज चुंबित देश अरुणाचल हमारा अरुणाचल हमारा.
Blessed with abundant natural beauty and immense potential, the state is today recognized globally as a paradise on earth.
Bharat Mata Raj Dulara Arunachal Hamara
Pyar se dulrai tu hai todenge bhi pad tara Man hamara chanchal dhara hoi na kul kinara प्रभात सूरज चुंबित देश अरुणाचल हमारा अरुणाचल हमारा
झूम खेती खेतों में है झूम तालब धार
झूम खेती खेतों में झूम तालब धार मिठुन गो की पावन पूजा गांवों का सम्मान मिठुन गो की पावन पूजा गांवों का सम्मान जाते जन उपकार हमारा सामूहिक बलसारा प्रभात सूरज चुंबित देश अरुणाचल हमारा अरुणाचल हमारा सियांग लोहित तीरप सुवन सीरी
जिले का बिन सियांग लोहित तीरप सुवन सीरी
चिरस मुच्छल कुसुम सा है शोभित हिमगिरी पंच फूलों का एक गुलिस्ता मन मन से है प्यारा प्रभात सूरज चुंबित देश अरुणाचल हमारा अरुणाचल हमारा अरुण किरण शीर्ष भूषण कंठहीन की धारा प्रभात सूरज चुंबित देश अरुणाचल हमारा अरुणाचल
Our special correspondent Abhishek Mukhopadhyay brings us a report on the Run for the Girl Child Mini Marathon held on the eve of Arunachal Pradesh's 40th Statehood Day at Likabali.
On the eve of the 40th Statehood Day celebrations of Arunachal Pradesh, the Lower Siang District Administration successfully organized a mini marathon titled Run for Girl Child under the banner of the nationwide Beti Bachao Beti Parao campaign. The event witnessed enthusiastic participation from people across the district. The program was graced by Sri Gothambu Dajangju, Superintendent of Police Lower Siang, as the chief guest. The mini marathon was open to all and featured separate categories for boys, girls, men and women. Participants from various villages and institutions actively took part, demonstrating strong support for the cause of promoting and protecting the girl child. Addressing the gathering, the chief guest highlighted the importance of empowering girls through education, sports, equal opportunities and community support. He also appreciated the efforts of the district administration and the Department of Women and Child Development for organizing such a meaningful event. Winners from different categories were awarded prizes during the 40th Statehood Day celebrations held at Likabali. The event concluded with active public participation and a strong message advocating gender equality and the welfare of the girl child. This is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay for Northeast Diary.
Many communities follow traditional practices meant to ward off evil spirits and negative energies from homes and neighborhoods. Such rituals hold deep spiritual significance and reflect the strong belief systems of the people. One such practice is Saroi Khangba of the Meithi community in Manipur. Saroi Khangba is observed every year on the first Saturday of Lamta, the Manipur lunar calendar month. This year, the ritual was performed last Saturday across the Meithi-dominated valley districts of Manipur. More from our Imphal correspondent, J.J. Thokchom.
Saroi Khangba is observed on the first Saturday of Lamta month of Manipuri lunar calendar and ahead of the holy festival of Manipur. On this occasion, families prepare simple food items and offer them at crossroads or outside their homes as a symbolic gesture to appease wandering spirits. The practice represents purification, protection, and the preservation of traditional faith. Elders carefully arrange the food offerings, including rice and vegetables, placing them at designated spots. They perform the ritual with sincerity and devotion. On the day of Saroi Khangba, most of the people remain at home or are advised to reach home before sunset. Children and young members of the community observe quietly, learning the importance of their ancestral customs. The ritual was not loud or festive. Instead, it carried a sense of solemnity and spiritual awareness. Saroi Khangba symbolizes harmony between humans and unseen force of nature. It reminds us of the culture and wisdom passed down through generations and the importance of maintaining balance and purity within the community. Speaking to Akashvani News Northeast Diary, an elderly person said that the Saroi Khangba has been observed from ancient times and it is an important observation of Maitai community.
Saroi Khangba is performed to ward off evil spirits. It has been practiced since ancient times. This has been observing since time immemorial through generation to generation. During the prayer, we offered them food and vegetable, and event performers requested the evil spirits to leave the community without causing any trouble.
Saroi Khangba is more than a ritual. It is a reflection of rich culture and heritage and spiritual identity of Manipur. Even in modern times, such practice continue to unite community and strengthen culture and roots. This observation deepen as an appreciation for the tradition of Manipur. Preserving such custom ensure that future generation remain connected to their heritage and values. JJ Thoksom, Akashvani News, Northeast Diary, Imphal.
Language is a vital medium of expression, and in government functioning, it also serves as a bridge between administration and the common people. With this objective, a joint regional official language conference was held in Agartala at the initiative of the Union Home Ministry, bringing together officials from the northern, northeastern, and eastern regions to promote harmony in official language implementation. Here is a report from our Agartala correspondent Suman Bhattacharji.
On that day, the indoor hall of the International Fair Complex in Agartala, the capital of Tripura, was decorated mainly for the cordial reception of central government officials from different regions of the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, the State Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha, and expert speakers who are explorers of administrative linguistic unity addressed the joint regional official language conference organized by the Union Home Ministry. The Union Home Minister said that there can be no conflict between Hindi, Gujarati or Tamil as official languages because they are all tied in a cordial relationship like sisters or friends.
Narendra Modi ji ke netrutva mein pura desh swabhasha sikhkar swabhasha apnakar aage badhne ka sankalp lekar aaj majbooti ke saath khada hai. Ye bhi apaprachar hua ki apni bhashaon ka badhava denge to hum vikas se dur ho jaye. अनुसंधान से दूर हो जाए विश्व में अलग धलग पड़ जाए जो ये लोग कहते हैं उनको मैं पूछना चाहता हूं जर्मनी हो या जापान कोरिया हो या फ्रांस रशिया हो या चीन इस सभी भाषाओं में पढ़ाई लिखाई से लेकर रोजिंदे व्यवहार तक और अनुसंधान तक सारा ज्ञान अपनी अपनी भाषा में ही समाहित किया और अपनी भाषा में अपने देश को चलाया और ये सारे देश विश्व के विकसित देशों की गिन कोई भी देश की अपनी भाषा उसको विकास से महरूम नहीं रख सकते विकास से दूर नहीं ले जा सकते जो भी देश अपनी भाषा में अपना व्यवहार करता है उसका विकास अधिक होता है.
Language plays an indispensable role in facilitating the provision of services to people and in expressing their thoughts easily. Therefore, Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has refuted any narrow-mindedness about language.
मैं समझता हूँ सरकारी योजना को सभी नागरिक को प्रभावी ढंग से पहुँचाना जरूरी है ताकि सबको समान अवसर और सुविधा मिल सके. भारत विभिन्न भाषाओं का देश है. हिंदी दुनिया के सबसे बड़े लोकतंत्र की भाषा है और विविधता के एकजुट करती है. स्वाधीन स्थानीय भाषाओं के संरक्षण और राष्ट्रभाषा का हिंदी का प्रसार दोनों साथ साथ चले. ऐसा नहीं है खाली हिंदी भाषा चले, इसके साथ साथ चले स्थानीय भाषा जो लोकल लैंग्वेज है उसको भी साथ साथ चले.
जस्ट इज द सिंप्लिसिटी ऑफ लैंग्वेज प्लेज अ मेजर रोल इन इन्फॉर्मिंग अबाउट वेरियस गवर्नमेंट मेजर्स इन द पब्लिक इंटरेस्ट. इट इज ऑल्सो एसेंशियल टू रिमूव पीपल्स डाउट इन द इम्प्लीमेंटेशन ऑफ वेरियस प्रोजेक्ट. देयरफॉर इफ देयर इज नैरो माइंडनेस अबाउट लैंग्वेज इट बिकम्स एन ऑब्स्टिकल टू वर्क. इन फैक्ट लैंग्वेज इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट डाइवर्स टूल्स फॉर द इंटीग्रेटेड डेवलपमेंट ऑफ आवर कंट्री एंड दैट फैक्ट बिकेम एविडेंट इन द अरेंजमेंट ऑफ द जॉइंट रीजनल ऑफिशियल लैंग्वेज Language conference in Agartala. For Northeast Diary, Suman Bhattacharji, Akashvani Agartala.
Nagaland is home to 17 major tribes, each with a distinct and vibrant cultural identity. Every tribe has its own customs, language, traditions, and style of dressing. Their diversity is beautifully reflected in their colorful attire, traditional jewelry, and intricate beadwork. Amid the mighty mountains, rolling clouds, and vast emerald forests of Nagaland lives the Konyak tribe, one of the region's most fascinating indigenous communities, known for their tattooed faces and once feared practice of headhunting. The Konyaks are the largest and perhaps the most formidable among Nagaland's major tribes. In earlier times of intense inter-tribal warfare, headhunting was not merely an act of violence. It symbolized honor, bravery, and status. Bringing back an enemy's head was considered a prestigious accomplishment that brought glory to the warrior and his village. Though headhunting has long been outlawed, the Konyaks continue to carry the legacy of their warrior past. Today, they preserve a cultural heritage that blends ancient traditions with modern influences. They are largely settled in Mon district, often referred to as the land of the Ankhs. Friends, let us learn more about the heritage of the Konyak Naga community.
The Konyaks are primarily found in the Mon district of Nagaland, with populations also living in parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, and across the border in Myanmar. They are among the most culturally distinct Naga tribes. Once feared as headhunters, the Konyaks were easily identified by the intricate tattoos on their faces and hands. These tattoos were not decorative, they were earned. A facial tattoo signified that a warrior has taken an enemy head in battle, marking an important milestone in his life and elevating his status within the community. The Konyaks celebrate vibrant festivals that reflect their deep connection to land and tradition. Every April, they observe the Aulin Festival, welcoming the new year with colorful dances, folk songs, and rituals. Another important celebration is the Lao Ang Mo Harvest Festival, held in August or September, where Thanksgiving, storytelling, and community feasts take center stage. Traditional attire is striking and symbolic. Men and women adorn themselves with elaborate beadworks, feathers, brass ornaments, and handcrafted accessories made from locally available materials. Their shawls, each pattern carrying meaning, are worn with pride. In the past, blackened teeth and facial tattoos made them stand out dramatically in local markets. The Konyak speaks various dialects, often differing from village to village. Each village maintains its own identity and sub-dialect. At the heart of the traditional village life is the Morong, a communal dormitory that serves as a center of learning and cultural transmission for the youth. The village chief, known as the Ankh, holds significant authority. His house, often decorated with symbolic carvings and relics, reflects the power and prestige of the tribe. Traditionally hunters and warriors, the Konyaks today primarily depend on agriculture for their livelihood. They are also skilled artisans, known for their crafting firearms in earlier times and producing intricate bamboo works, baskets, and woven textile. Elderly men can often be seen gathered at the hearth sipping khalap, a black tea cap warm in kettles over the fireplace, sharing stories of the past. As modernization gradually reaches even the remote hills of Mon, migration and changing lifestyles are slowly transforming this once fairly isolated society. Yet despite these changes, the spirit of the Konyak warriors lives on, not in battlefields, but in festivals, crafts, and the proud preservation of identity. For Northeast Diary, Asunyo from Kohima.
And now, listen to the Konyak folk song, Do It One Shame, a traditional song associated with the Aulong Monyu festival of the Konyak Nagas. The festival marks the new year and the arrival of spring, featuring traditional dances, log drum beating, and prayers for a bountiful harvest.
Thank you.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and take good care of yourself.
The program was presented by Vinita Thakur and produced by Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.